in Washington. Israel says it killed two senior Iranian security officials in overnight strikes at a major blow to that country's leadership. Iran, which did not immediately confirm either death, fired new salvos of missiles and drones at its Gulf Arab neighbors and Israel. Foreign correspondent John Gambrill explains a popular festival in Iran may generate demonstrations.
Meanwhile, Iran is basically preparing for this fire festival. It's a tradition that goes back to the Zoroastrians, and it comes as there had been some calls by security forces for people not to go into the streets, not to take part. They fear that a group of people coming into the streets could lead to further unrest and protest against Iran's theocracy.
That is John Gambrill reporting. Would you like your Amazon items even quicker? Lisa Dwyer reports there's now a way.
Amazon says that it has started offering faster U.S. deliveries of select products for a fee. Customers in more than 2,000 areas can now get orders from among 90,000 items delivered in 3 hours. The charge is $4.99 for Amazon Prime members and $14.99 for non-members. One-hour delivery slots are also available in some areas, with Amazon Prime members paying $9.99 for the one-hour service. For non-members, it'll be $19.99 for that service. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Medical device maker Stryker says it has now contained a cyber attack that caused widespread disruption to its business.
Last week's cyber attack affected Stryker's operations, including systems that support customers, ordering, and shipping. An Iran-linked hacking group claimed responsibility, claiming it was in retaliation for a strike on a girls' school in southern Iran. Michigan-based Stryker has 56,000 employees and operates in 61 countries.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. This is SRN News. Americans, by and large, support evangelism, Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome this week is a four-lecture series on the Antichrist. It's being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel. Thiel is not a theologian. He is co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, the data mining company that works closely with the U.S. Defense Department. He's also openly homosexual, telling the Republican National Convention in 2016, quote, "I'm proud to be gay." This is SRN News. U.S. stocks climbing again, even as oil prices get back to rising.
Stocks are rising on Wall Street, even as oil prices tick higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index is coming off its best day since the war with Iran began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 150 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude rose 1.7%. to about $95 a barrel. That's still below where it was at the end of last week. Delta Airlines rose about 3.5%. The airline raised its forecast for revenue for the first 3 months of the year, saying it was seeing strong demand for flights. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed thanks to the weather. The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights scheduled to fly into and out of the country had been called off as of this morning. More on these stories at srnnews.com.